is late, so bear with me. I'm not in a good place mentally right now. I went a long time in my life thinking that the phrase, I don't want to work, was a punishable statement. Like, I really kind of went a long time believing that if I were to utter those words, then I deserve every bad thing that happens to me because I'm a lazy bum with absolutely no desire to kind of move out of the situation that I put myself in by basically saying, I don't want to work. I'm a lazy bum who deserves every bad thing I get. That was the push, but I work. You know what I mean? So I work, and I have been very, I've been very stressed out about it lately. I honestly don't understand kind of why, like the thing that makes me the most mad about working is the fact that like I work and I kind of get nothing, but it feels like there's people out there who don't work that get to where I am. And I was this close to becoming a Republican because I was under the impression that those people who don't work and just kind of get everything they want were poor people. And it's like, far from it. You know what I mean? Far from it, because I was poor. If poor people could just somehow succeed in life and get it, if poor people could somehow just get everything that they want without having to work for it in any context, in any situation, if they could do that, then I should be able to do that too. So it can't be poor people who's like taking advantage of whatever benefit that they kind of just have sort of being handed to them. So, so I had to think deeper, and it was like, no, it's rich people. It's always been rich people. And the fact that I have a job and I kind of go through I go through the things that I go through, it just is really starting to make me realize exactly, like, you know, I feel like I have an idea how to solve the issue. And the problem is that, like, that solution means doing something that people would just, I feel like, don't want to do. I feel like the push towards individuality was ultimately what kind of ruined everything for everyone, because there's always been, I just remember, like, I don't know, maybe it was like in the 90s, but I remember a big moment where like the big push, the big motive, the big message was like on television, was to ultimately, you know, be yourself, be an individual, think for yourself. It was basically like soft core version of basically saying live selfishly. And honestly, I feel like had situations had been better, living selfishly would not have been such a terrible idea. You know what I mean? Like, living selfishly, not that bad of a thing. But like the problem is that like, we don't live in a situation where living selfishly is even an option. You see what I'm saying? We have like, here's how I know living selfishly isn't an option for you. Here's how I know. If you had nothing, I'm talking literally naked in a forest, how long do you think you'd survive for? Would you tough it out, or would you try to, you know, would you try to look for people to, you know, help you in your situation that you're in? You know what I mean? The question is like, it's a very simple question. Would you look for people to help you out of the situation that you're in, or would you go through it? Would you try to find, would you just be like, oh, easy, I can do this? The way you answer that question just goes to show exactly how badly you need a community, how badly you need a society to kind of make things, kind of improve things for you. You know what I mean? And the problem is that like, not a lot of people think that way. People think that, you know, oh, I don't need other people. I can do this stuff on my own. I can do this life thing on my own. And then you're kind of introduced to the idea that, no, you really can't. There's like, and I know that I can't. You know what I'm saying? I know that I always knew that I was going to need help, because I always knew that I was poor. I never thought of myself as a rich person. I never thought of myself as somebody who was like basically too, you know, just 2 good days away from becoming a rich man or anything like that. I never had it in my head that that was something that was or could happen. And it wasn't like I was being thinking negatively or anything like that. It wasn't like, it wasn't being what was me about it, even though, you know, like it would make sense to be what was me about it. But it was just a sheer fact that common sense would basically told me at a young age that whatever I was trying to do with my life to improve things, there's a great chance that the thing that I want to do and the thing that I want to have happen probably won't happen. And it's going to probably, the worst part about it was it will always be my fault. And the thing that really makes me mad about that part is that, like, how is it that I can be responsible for all of the bad things that happen to me, but never be responsible for the good things that happen to me? Like, am I only deserving? Like, is every decision I'm going to make going to be a bad one? Is everything I'm going to try to do to just sort of make things better for myself always going to be a mistake? You know, it's really unfair that, like, you know, like I say, I can always, it's like, you know, I could be on fire, but if I go into it's basically just like, you know, jumping in the gasoline, you know, because I'm on fire. Why am I jumping into gasoline? Because it was the only liquid available. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what my life feels like. It just feels like the only options I kind of have to, in order to like make things better for myself, is the wrong option. So I take the wrong option, not necessarily because I'm an idiot who only believes in making a wrong decision. It's just because of the fact that these are the only things that are available. It's either this or nothing. And doing nothing is somehow worse. You know, I never really also have a chance to like kind of breathe, and I never really have a chance to just sort of like breathe, take a beat, and just kind of, it feels like I'm supposed to suffer, and I don't want to suffer anymore. I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of going through the stuff that I'm going through. I'm tired of needing a job. I'm tired of having to work. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, like I said, you know, if I wasn't introduced to the idea that rich people don't work at all and just basically get life kind of just sort of handed to them on a silver platter, if I wasn't introduced to that concept way early in the game, I wouldn't be thinking this way. I would probably go full on Republican and, you know, think, oh, well, you know, if I work hard enough, if I work a little bit harder, things are going to work out in my favor. I would have been all aboard on that stuff. But that's not what happened. What happened is I was introduced to the truth, and the truth, well, you know, the truth, and as much as I hate to say it, woke me up. And like I haven't slept since. It's just very frustrating to know that this is basically the options that are available. But I'm tired of this idea that like I'm supposed to just sort of be okay with what's happening to me. I'm not going to ever be okay about it. I'm not going to ever be like, oh, this is a good thing. This is something that should happen, because if it didn't, it's like, you know, if it shouldn't have happened, then it wouldn't happen. And it's like, cause that's not true. You know, best, like I say, like I can, like, you know, my biggest issue is that like, it's kind of screwed up how disproportionate and unfair the world is. And that's what I hate. I hate the fact that the world is disproportionate and unfair. If you are poor, then your life is, then according to the powers that be, whoever they may be, you deserve to suffer. If you're poor, you apparently deserve the pain that you're given. And I don't believe that. I would never believe that. I can't just go off of this idea, this concept that, you know, suffering. I don't like the idea of, in order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. I don't like that, because there's people, because, like, you know, like I would honor that and respect that perspective a little bit more if everybody went through hell. You know what I mean? But there's people out here on this planet, on this earth, who not only have never went through it, but will never go through it. And the reason why is ultimately because they have a choice in the matter. They could just basically say, I don't want to go through that, and they just don't. That's like I say, people don't, it's like there's people out here who just don't go through this stuff, and they don't go through it because they just don't want to, or because the powers that be won't let them. You know what I'm saying? But somehow I gotta go through stuff. I have friends who go through stuff. I have family members that are currently going through stuff. My mom is currently going through stuff. My dad is currently going through stuff. People that I know, people that I care about, people that I value, people that I love are going through things for no other reason than whatever powers that be is just cool with putting them through it. And it's not right. I just don't think it's fair. I just don't think it's a good thing. I also realized that I'm the most awkward person on the planet. I was getting overwhelmed at my job. It was just me. As one of the few things I'm really starting to hate is this work pattern, where if you work, you're the only one at your job. You're the only person at your shift. And, I can handle it because the job is surprisingly very easy, but it's also very challenging at the same time, if that makes sense. And like, I'm aware of how challenging and how stressful the job can be, but it's just like, I wasn't aware that I was going to be flying solo as often as I would be. So, you know, my relief came, not necessarily my relief, but the person who was supposed to help me out during my shift, she showed up, and I got a little, like I said, I got overwhelmed. I saw her. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I gave her a hug, and it was like a side hug. It was like one of those awkward side hugs that you give to somebody who was not really expecting it and doesn't want it kind of thing. So, and you know, like I said, I felt, because, and the thing is that she's a lady, so it's like I felt twice as bad about it, because I know how much women don't like being touched and don't like being like, you know, they don't like being touched, they don't like being, you know, like in that situation. And I like I said, I made it awkward, but I was just happy to see another person at the time. So, because like I said, I was just overwhelmed, and also mentally I'm just not in a good place. I don't, you know, like I got my check. And I got my check. I got the things that I needed to get out the way. And I still don't know how I'm going to pay for my cell phone bill. You know, so, you know, I probably might not have a cell phone for like the next 2 weeks. I don't know. But it's just like, it's a lot of stuff that's been going on lately. And And, you know, it's like I said, I've never been in the situation. It just feels like part of me was just like, I never expected things to go this bad for me. And now that they are, it's starting to take into effect that, like, it's real. This is real. This is something that's happening to me now. Like, I'm going to go through this. And, you know, it's becoming less false or more realistic, as much as I'm just basically saying that, like, this situation, I just never thought that I would be in, because I was always responsible with my money. I was always, I never really went out and just bought stuff all willy nilly. I have, you know, my friends, my roommates at the time, they would go out and they would just, you know, they would get things, you know what I'm saying? They got paid more than I did, so they could go out and buy things and have fun. And, you know, like one dude, he'd be at a party like every other night, you know what I'm saying? Just having fun, you know, with the stuff that he was doing. I was lucky to do anything. You know what I mean? But it's just the sheer fact that these guys, you know, it just feels kind of messed up that I apparently just like, you know, for all of my responsibility and all of the stuff that I was trying my best to kind of do to make myself a, you know, just to do the right thing and to make myself a good person and, you know, try to like keep my head above water. And it's like, it feels like all the hard work that I did to try to get away from this current situation just was for nothing. And it's like, and there was this a long time ago, I was, you know, when I was working at Home Depot, I was pushing a shopping cart and I was helping this lady put some stuff in her car. And, you know, she, you know, like every so often, and, you know, she was a sweet old lady. So, you know, like we were just having a conversation. And at some point, you know, she says, you know, she brings up how you know, she's kind of frustrated with the fact that she's sick. And she's frustrated with the fact that she is, you know, like she's kind of unwell. And I think it was like cancer or something. And she was like, you know, I went my whole life, never drunk, never smoked, never did any of, you know, never did any of the bad stuff. You know, I always trying to live my life responsibly. But it's like, had I known I was going to get sick anyway, I would have just done all that. I would have drunk, smoked, I would have partied. I would have, you know, like I would have lived life irresponsibly. And the first thing that went through my mind is, you know, like, it really kind of just made me think, you know, what kind of God would allow this? You know, like, what kind of God would allow, like, something as cruel as this? Where it's like somebody who basically does, like, you know, they do the right, they devote their energy and their life to doing the right thing. And you just sort of, like, as some sort of cruel joke, you know? You know, it's like there's a cruelty in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm being good. I'm doing the thing that you want me to do. You know, can I not suffer for it, please? The fact that you have to ask permission to not suffer when you're not doing anything worthy to suffer for, it's just cruelty to me. It feels like whatever power is up there, it's just like mocking us at that point. Because it's like there's terrible people out there who are doing terrible things, actual terrible things, and ruining people's lives and like committing great harm and stuff like that. And, you know, meanwhile, the people who are literally not doing that, they're the ones who suffer. It's like, on what planet is this okay? Why is this a thing to do? Why is this a thing considerably worth doing, you know? It's like going, how do you, it's like, you know, I can't, it's very stressful to believe. It's like, you know, you can't tell me that God is good after that. You know what I mean? You can't, there's no way to like convince me that God is a being of ultimate good after that. Because, you know, and the thing is, I always go back to God because like I was raised religious. I was raised, like my mom, she was she was a Christian. She did the whole, you know, go to church thing, and she tried to get us to go, but I was getting bullied at that church. I'm like, you know, this is not some place. It's like, you know, it's like the one place where I shouldn't get bullied at. Here I am getting bullied. And it's like, why here? But whatever. I think it's very telling to know that was ultimately kind of like the life that I was sort of provided. And I'm just not happy about it, you know? I'm not happy about how things are going. But yeah, like I said, I gave my coworker a hug, and obviously, like I said, she was very uncomfortable about it because she didn't understand what I was going through. And clearly I didn't make it obvious I was going through anything. But also it's like, you know, even if I did, she's just a kid herself. She doesn't know what's going on. But it was more of a spur of the moment kind of thing. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. Give me a hug, girl. How you doing? It was just a case of, you know, like, I really am glad that you're here right now, because I'm not, you know, it's a little stressful, you know, but it just really kind of like, it really just sort of put into focus that I, you know, like I said, I'm an awkward person and I make people uncomfortable. And I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that. I don't like making people uncomfortable. I purposely try to like get out of a situation if I am under the impression that I have made somebody uncomfortable. And in this instance, I did, and I feel bad about it. I mean, you know, like I said, I still apologize. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting her know, hey, that's, you know, I'm not a weirdo. I'm not a creep like that. I was just overwhelmed at work, and I was glad to just see somebody else. And, you know, she understood, but I don't think it mattered. I think it was just a case. Like, I'm probably not going to speak to her again for like the rest of the month. That's even if I'm, you know, if I'm here, if I'm still here in Texas by the end of the month. Like, I'm getting reasonable hours at my job. Like, that's one of the few good things about what's going on right now. I am getting more hours at my job, but like at the end of the day, I don't know. Like, I honestly have no clue, you know, because it's really easy to bring up like that my job is giving me more hours, but at the same time, I have no clue if, you know, about the next month, because the only reason why this is happening right now is because of holiday season. You know, holiday season is happening, so obviously we're going to get a lot of customers. And because we're going to get a lot of customers, customers are going to, you know, be wanting more stuff. But it's like, what happens after the holiday season? Like, you know, this is just, you know, the honeymoon phase. What happens when the holiday season is over? It's like, do I go back to lamenting, you know, 12 hour weeks, you know? Like, what happens? But, you know, so I'm not, like I say, you know, like right now, the big goal is, you know, now is basically wait for, like, if not February, wait for January for sure. You know, just kind of see what happens. And, you know, like I said, I'm very nervous about it, but I'm not that nervous because once again, I do know that, like, I have, you know, I do know that I have a landing pad. I'm not completely in a bad way. I'm just sort of frustrated that it's taken this for me to kind of be in the situation that I'm in. You know, it's like, I don't feel like I deserve the stuff that's happening to me. Or at least I don't feel like if I do deserve bad things, I'm willing to take my licks. I'm willing to take what bad stuff is headed my way. But it's like, it just sort of frustrates me that, like, you know, it's like, am I only deserving of bad things? Like, have I done anything worthy of good things to happen to me? And you probably might be telling yourself, well, Manny, you're living in your own apartment, literally not too far from your rest and training facility. But it's like, but it's by, you know, it's by, you know, it's hanging, I'm hanging by a thread here, you know? That's what I'm saying. I just wish that, like, you know, isn't, like I said, this feeling of dread is not coming from a place of me being paranoid. It's not like I'm just, everything is going fine for me and it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's so poor being rich. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not what this is. This is me just being frustrated about the fact that I'm trying my best to get myself out of the rut that I'm in. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to improve myself. I'm trying to like help myself and be better. And it just sort of feels like, you know, what I'm ultimately doing is just sort of delaying the inevitable. And the inevitable being, you know, that I'm suffering. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to suffer less. And I don't feel like it's fair that, you know, because I don't have rich parents or because I don't have a history of working at a, because I don't have a, you know, I don't work at a, you know, I don't, I'm not in the military. I'm not, you know, or I don't have rich parents or I don't, you know, like, because I don't have things that don't necessarily, that just feels kind of unnecessarily, it just feels like unnecessary gifts, man. It's like living in a luck-based society. Living in a luck-based society is just very frustrating. And I'm ranting now. I shouldn't be, but I'm just frustrated. I just don't want, I want things to be better for me. I want to feel less dread. I want to know, I want, you know, I want the same level of comfort that rich people get, and I can't get it because I'm not rich. Meanwhile, rich people get this stuff and all they had to do was be born. Like, that's, it's bonkers to me, man. And it shouldn't be. I was going somewhere with this, but it's late in the day and I'm just trying my best to not be as angry right now. Cause I am, I'm very angry. I'm very angry. I'm very upset. I don't know if things are going to get better, and I'm mad about that. So, I'm going to go ahead and just sit back and try to kind of get my bearings or something. Y'all be easy. Love and peace. We'll talk later.